This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I'm Brent Lindquist, and I'm here with one of my friends and staff members at Link Care, Dr. Sherry Walling. Sherry's a PhD in clinical psych, and she works at Link Care, as well as is on the faculty of Fresno Pacific University. She's also a mother of 4-year-old Finn, and is 8.5 months pregnant with a new addition to the family. What you might be interested in hearing, she suggested that we talk about postpartum depression, which she... You know, I don't know if that's because this is a big deal for her or we'll find out, but she wants to just define it. So today we're going to kind of talk about what this transition is. Go ahead.
Well, obviously, Brent, I think during we're all aware that when women are pregnant and then become new moms, it's a huge transition.
Yeah.
Your body goes through tremendous changes. A woman's life changes in tremendous ways in terms of the new responsibility of caring for an infant, as well as the responsibility just of pregnancy alone in terms mm-hmm. of extra attention to your physical health and getting everything ready for baby and all of those things.
Now, it's just not, we use the word postpartum depression that kind of says after the baby comes, but you talk about perinatal
is kind of the term that's in vogue now, which is a term that's, a little bit more inclusive. So it would refer to the time around birth, which would be just before birth. So the time during kind of the end of pregnancy and then the postpartum period. And the reason that those really go together is because they do go together. That a woman who's 8.5 months pregnant is not sleeping, is very much thinking about the baby. I mean, it's kind of a continuous process.
Kind of getting personal here, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I can attest to it.
Okay. So on the one hand, great, you've now, if I was a new father or expectant father, you know, I think, okay, I got to worry about this afterwards. Now you just defined that it happens before. So now I got more to worry about, I guess. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, it's a time where you need a little bit more care,
okay,
for sure.
Good.
I wouldn't say worry. I would say attention, mm-hmm. making sure that your wife, while pregnant, and then certainly right after that birth of that baby, is really well taken care of. Is doing okay. You're doing a lot of check-ins. About 10% of women develop postpartum depression, and we think about 60% of women have what we call kind of the baby blues, where it's a period of time in which they're experiencing more sadness, anxiety, they're more tearful, not sleeping well. And that's relatively normal, but it's also a time when a little bit more care and attention is warranted.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about 10% of women experience the full-blown picture of depression and stuff. And I just read the article that said that 10% of the fathers experience that. And that's twice as many in the population. 5% of men typically experience depression at some point, but 10%. So it's even significant for us guys.
Absolutely.
I'm working for the sympathy vote here, you know? So anxiety, sadness, fear, what are things that she's going through, the mom-to-be?
Well, certainly during pregnancy, there's a lot of fear. You know, is this baby going to be okay? Mm. How's the delivery going to go? There are a number of things to kind of think about that can be anxiety provoking, and especially for most women who are performing multiple roles, who have other children to care for, who are active in a service capacity or are working, you know, they're transitioning in every area of their life. They're birthing a baby, but they're also kind of birthing a new self. They're either a first time mom or suddenly a mom of 3 or 4. All of that is a big deal internally.
Do first-time moms have worse trouble with this than others?
No, not necessarily.
Interesting.
Particularly with postpartum depression, it doesn't seem to be dependent on first-time mom or not.
So the fact that you may have successfully navigated this with Finn a few years ago sort of means,
right.
Oh, we don't know.
I wish I could have a guarantee, yeah. But, you know.
Wow. Yeah, okay. That's really interesting. Here I am. Let me be the sort of emotionally dense husband. Okay. What would I let's just pick a couple of behaviors that I would do that you would say, he really is showing care to me.
So how can a husband really care?
Yeah.
Express care.
Good. Yeah.
Oh, I think there's the practical side of mm-hmm. of just watching and trying to be helpful. So if your 8-month pregnant wife has swollen feet, mm-hmm. I offer to just rub a little bit of lotion on those feet for a couple minutes. That's tremendously caring and okay. shows your attention and shows, you know, that you are in it with her. Mm-hmm. So really small things can be very caring. So I think also asking what she might need help with. Around the house, you know, can you take out the other children for an afternoon so mom can get a nap? Mm-hmm. Are there things that you can do that might be out of your normal practice that would just provide a little bit more practical help? And then I think in terms of the emotional connection between you, doing your best to ask some good questions. How you doing is a great question. Very simple. Mm. And I think a level deeper would be a question like, is there anything you're worried about? Mm. Anything you're afraid of with this baby? Mm. And that can be relevant either before the baby's born or afterwards.
Yeah, red lights are going off in my brain because I'm thinking, what if you yeah. say something that I can't fix, you know? And then then I'm going to get all nervous and probably do the wrong thing. But it's not about fixing things.
Right.
It's about just listening.
Right. And again, for 90% of women who go through this process, mm-hmm. pregnancy and the early phases of mothering, they don't need to be fixed. They don't need clinical help. They don't have a diagnosis, but they do need some extra care and support. And some of the really difficult things about this is that many women will have bad dreams about something happening to the baby or something happening to mm-hmm. their other children. And those are scary dreams. And so if you can ask about that and just listen, then that can be really helpful in and of itself. Now you don't have to fix that. You can't fix that.
One last question on this particular time together. My wife likes to be in charge and control and manage things and doesn't like to be I hope she's not listening. a woman I know. No, okay, we already started this. But, you know, she wanted to get back up right away and get working on
yeah.
things, you know, and she had 2 C-sections. And what are some good ways to kind of help without, you know, don't let them get up too quick or mm-hmm. doing things? You got mm-hmm. any ideas about that?
I think having that conversation is important. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really helpful for some women to sort of get back to normal life. I know here I am 8+ months pregnant and I'm still coming to work.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Brent. but that's because it's helpful for me to have, you know, somewhere to go and something to do. So I'm not sitting at home, yeah. anxiety provoking mm-hmm. or sort of neurotically worrying about the baby.
Mm-hmm.
But I think building in extra help is always helpful. Can people bring meals? Can people take care of some of those practical things so that if mom does want to get back to doing some things, that's okay. But she should feel that it's okay to ask for help and to not do everything.
Okay, that sounds really good. Well, this has been a lot of fun today, bantering back and forth here. We've been talking with Sherry Walling, a Link Care staff person, a clinical psychologist, about postpartum depression or perinatal issues. And she's right in the middle of this herself. And by the time this is aired, probably she will have this baby. But we're excited to look at this. I think the critical thing, if I could just summarize what you said, is it doesn't really matter how difficult your time you're having. Good communication, talking about the mm-hmm. issues, paying attention, and even a little lotion on those feet will go a long way towards helping deal
absolutely.
With a lot of things. Okay, well, thank you, and we'll talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.